And my guest is Martin Hallett. Now, Martin, if I'm correct, okay, you are Somerset's only visually impaired personal trainer. Is that correct?
As far as I'm aware. But, you know, if there are any others out there in the county, I would love to hear from you. Just know what drives you to do and achieve what you have. See if it's the same as me, and perhaps maybe we can meet up. And but if I am the only one, then
great,
then
brilliant.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that basically, last month's charity of the month was Compass Wellbeing Centre.
Awesome.
And, Justine Clayton, who came in to talk to us, told me about you and what you did, and you can listen back to it in the interview that I do with her. And I thought, well, I would love to get Martin in for a chat just to do what you've just said. What drives you to become a personal trainer? But first of all, I just need to know a bit about your visually impaired background. Were you born in visually impaired?
Yes, I'm one of the rare ones where I was born with congenital glaucoma, which congenital basically means born with it in both eyes. So I was diagnosed at 16 months old. Wear my first pair of glasses and had my first operation at 18 months old. Mm-hmm. And I've still got that first pair of glasses at home for sentimental value.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's politically correct in the way I put this, but how visually impaired are you? What level of blindness are you? Just to give listeners some kind of idea.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't mind people asking. I am completely blind in my right eye. Severely sight impaired in my left, hence the reason why my classification is severely sight impaired stroke blind. So basically with my left eye, I can see things around me, but until they're really close up, I have no clarity, no focus. Mm-hmm. It's just like looking through binoculars that are out of focus, basically.
Right, okay. It's not every day you come across a personal trainer that has visual impairment like you've got. And I mean, based on how you've just described it, how does it work? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, because I've always been visually impaired, it's just sadly it's got worse in the last few years. I've had lots of operations. It's just I've adapted to it because I've always been like it. I'm continuously adapting. Every day can be different. And it's just it gives myself basically the proverbial kick up the backside, not letting it hold me back any more than it's going to. But also just try and show other visually impaired people, other disabled people, that even with a severe health problem, that within reason,
it shouldn't stop you.
No. And there's nothing wrong with having goals and ambitions. And if by me doing what I do, if that inspires and motivates other people, then that's one of my main goals ticked.
How long have you been a personal trainer?
I've been qualified since last August, but I also this will be my seventh season. I play VI cricket for Somerset.
Oh, you play the cricket, don't you? Yes,
I
of
do,
course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I play VI cricket for Somerset now. Yeah. And have been for coming up to seven. This is our seventh season now, so I do that. I'm also a qualified football coach. And I do lots of my own running, my own fitness. I've got three regular clients. I've got a previous client who's gone on to achieve many things even before I was even qualified. So it's when you see, if you'll pardon the pun, people achieving those goals, whatever they may be, lose weight, train for event. That's what I enjoy, is helping people get to where they want to be health and fitness wise.
And what did you do prior to taking this job on or doing this? Because obviously, I mean, I can just see, you know, you're very well toned.
Thank you.
So you clearly look after yourself, which is good. What were you doing before you decided to become a personal trainer?
Well, believe it or not, I used to, for a good number of years, I just did my fitness in my own spare time. My main job for 18 years was I worked in a dairy food produce company at Netherstowey. Mm-hmm. Sadly, I had to give that job up because I was diagnosed with a severe back condition. So I decided to get my life back on track, and remembering what somebody said to me once where I was training them to run their first marathon. They'd never run any further than 10K before. I was preparing to train for my fourth, and the lady said to me, would you help me to train and get in shape? I said, yeah, of course. And typically, like a lot of people do, myself included, she said, after the event, no, never again. God, no. Since then, in that nearly 13 years or 12 years, she has joined the 200 club. She's done over 200 marathons. She's done ultra marathons. And she runs a marathon practically every week. And during training, she used to call me Mr. Motivator.
Oh, brilliant. It's interesting you talk about the running. I'm a very keen runner.
Awesome.
How do you approach the running side of things based on your impairment?
It's very difficult to say.
Do you have somebody that runs with you?
Sometimes I have people run with me. Sometimes I can run on my own. It depends. I do a lot of my, I must admit, I do a lot of my running on a treadmill.
I was just about to say, treadmill is probably the...
I've got a treadmill at home. I use a gym in Bridgewater sort of once, twice a week. But I do road running on my own most of the time. But, you know, there are people out there through, like, British Blind Sports, through Somerset Sight here in Taunton, who can put you in contact with trained and qualified sighted guide runners, where if someone is visually impaired and you think, well, I'd like to get into it, but how can I when I'm... when I have the sight loss and the problem, then get in contact here with me. I'd be delighted to hear from anybody or Somerset Sight up at Stable Grove Road there. My business name is Fitness, Power and Health Personal Training. People can contact me through the Facebook page of that name.
I think it's brilliant. Just remind me of the times that you're at Compass Wellbeing Centre.
I start doing my taster classes from Thursday the 7th of September from 10:30 until 11:30. So if anybody is interested in coming along, and, you know, that's for beginners, intermediates, just get people into it.
I think it's excellent, Martin. Thanks very much for coming in to see us today and talk about that.
Thank you very much for your time and giving me the opportunity to come in and try
no
and
worries,
help some
mate.
People.
No worries. My guest is Martin Hallett. If you just switched on halfway through to wonder what Martin is here doing, he is Somerset's only visually impaired personal trainer. And if you'd like to speak to him about stuff that you might want to do, get hold of him that way. This is Tone FM.